those topics of Krishna, or Krishna Katha, Shraddhanasya, of one who is anxious to hear, Vibardhamana, gradually increasing, Viraktina, indifference, Annatra, in other things than such topics, Paroti, does, Punsaha, of one who is so engaged, Harehi, of the Lord, Pada Anusmriti, constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord, Nirvritasya, one who has achieved such transcendental bliss, Samasta Dukkha, all miseries, Appayam, vanquished, Ashu, without delay, Hatte, executes. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha, gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. Please repeat after me. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha, gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. Purports by Srila Prabhupada. We must certainly know that on the absolute plane, Krishna Katha and Krishna are one and the same. The Lord is the absolute truth, and therefore His name, form, quality, etc., which are all understood to be Krishna Katha, are non-different from Him. Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Lord, is as good as the Lord Himself. When a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in His personal presence. But this is not so for the mundane wrangler. All the potencies of the Lord are there when one reads Bhagavad Gita, provided it is read in the way recommended in the Gita by the Lord Himself. One cannot foolishly manufacture an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita and still bring about transcendental benefit. Anyone who tries to squeeze some artificial meaning or interpretation from Bhagavad Gita for an ulterior motive is not Shraddhana Pumsaha, one engaged anxiously in bona fide hearing of Krishna Katha. Such a person cannot derive any benefit from reading Bhagavad Gita, however great a scholar he may be in the estimation of a layman. The Shraddhana or faithful devotee can actually derive all the benefits of Bhagavad Gita because by the omnipotency of the Lord he achieves the transcendental bliss which vanquishes attachment and nullifies all concomitant material misery. Only the devotee, by his factual experience, can understand the import of this verse spoken by Vidura. The pure devotee of the Lord enjoys life by constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by hearing Krishna Katha. For such a devotee, there is no such thing as material existence. And the much advertised bliss of Brahmananda is like a fig for the devotee who is in the midst of transcendental ocean of bliss. Sāśrata dhānasya vivarthamāna virakti mannatra karoti punsaha hare vadānu smriti nirvritasya samasta dukkha payamāśu dhatte. For one who is anxiously engaged constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha, gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna, by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss, vanquishes all his miseries without delay. So, the conversation is going on between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi. Vidura here is asking Maitreya Rishi, requesting him to instruct him on Krishna Katha. The devotees, whenever they meet, they simply hear, they simply want to hear about Krishna Katha. Shatang prasangan mamavi jasam vidho bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. That when the satang prasangan, when we get the association of satang means devotees. What happens in the association of devotees? Mama bija sambhido rasayana katha. That rasayana, ras means emotions, mellows. These rasas are actually the source of joy. Joy is derived out of rasa, mellows. We know about these mellows, there are five principal mellows and seven secondary mellows. They are mukharas and govarasas. Mukharasas are Shanta, Dasya, Satya, Vatsalya and Madhu. And govarasas are seven. Asya, Adbhut, Veer, Rodra, Vibhatsa, Bhayanak and Kaluna. These are secondary mellows or emotions. So we can see that a joy is derived out of the exchange of emotions. Like the friends meet. When the friends meet after a long time, how do they feel? They feel joy. And how is the joy derived? The joy derives out of the exchange of emotion. Oh my friend, where were you? I am so happy to see you. Do you remember what you used to do those days? Just like when Krishna met Sudama. How did Krishna feel? How did Sudama feel? They were just feeling ecstatic. They met after such a long time, and when they were young, they were such good friends. And Sudama was, and Krishna was remembering, do you remember my friend, what he used to do in our Guru Ashram those days? And one day he got lost in the forest. And how terrible it was. It started to rain and it became dark and we couldn't go, and the forest was full of animals. And you became so afraid and you climbed up the tree and you spent the whole night on the tree. And our Gurudev became so worried when he saw that we didn't return. So he personally came in search of us. So this is the exchange of emotions that take place. When two intimate friends meet, they don't just stand there like two wooden logs, completely dry of any, completely devoid of any emotion. Rather, they are full of emotions, and as a result of their meeting, the emotions come out, emotion is churned out. And what happens when the father and mother meet their son after a long time. Or if the son is lost and the son comes back, the father and mother have been crying. The son is lost, they can't find the son. Then when they find the son, how do they feel? These are the emotions. They start to cry, they start to love, they faint. These are all the emotions that are experienced. And similarly, when two lovers meet, the lover and beloved meet, how do they feel? The emotions are churned out. So through this exchange of emotions, the Rasayana Katha, Krishna Katha, takes place. And which is Mama Bija Sambhita. They are actually filled with the potency of Krishna consciousness. With my potency. The Krishna Katha is saturated, filled with Krishna's potency. And as a result of that, what happened? Bhavanti Ritkarna Rasayana Katha. Bhavanti happens, Rit and Karna. The heart becomes ecstatic, the ears become so exciting, as if we want to hear more and more and more. So this is what happens in the association of devotees. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna is saying the same thing. That when my devotees meet, where what happens? That immediately when the devotees meet, what is that verse? Machitta madgata prana. Bodhayanta parasparam and kathayantascha mamnita. The kathayantascha, they speak about me. So this me, katha about me, is Krishna katha. Kathayantascha mamnita. And here also, mama virja samjita. Bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha. Again Krishna katha. So what is the business of a sadhu? What is the business of a real sadhu? Just to relish Krishna katha. And that's what is happening here when Vidura meets Maitreya Rishi. Oh, please tell me about Krishna. He is eager to hear about Krishna. Because he knows that he is a personality who can tell me about Krishna. So this is how Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Katha is actually beginning. We have noticed previously what happened. It has already been established that Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. Srimad Bhagavatam, this Bhagavat Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all these mundane topics. Karmakanda is naturally mundane, fruitive activity. Although in the framework of dharma. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. At the beginning it has been pointed out that this topic is beyond the state of liberation. Remember when Narad Muni came, what he instructed? What did he tell him? That you wrote so many things about the way you have glorified. Who remembers the verse? I don't. Munivarja. The first line is not Jivashita. Anyway, the point is, he is saying that Vasudev, that you have, the way you have glorified the process of dharma, artha, adishu, dharma, artha, kam, and moksha, the same way you have not yet glorified the mahima, the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. So he pointed out, and he said that you have done all these things, but the real purpose hasn't been served. The way you have glorified the Supreme Personality, the way you have promoted this chaturvargas, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, that hasn't been, that you are, in the same way, you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of God. So he pointed out that is the mistake that Vasudev made. Or he is pointing out that now this is what you have to do. You have done everything. You have promoted dharma, you have promoted artha, you have promoted kama, you have promoted moksha. But not that.
The external has a very thing to move on.
Okay, then.
Ananda Parasya Nirvidhita Suham. Pravartamanasya Gunayat Anasmana Sato Bhavan Dasya Jeshitam.
Okay, what is the verse before that?
That is the Yuvukita.
Then the one before? So all the verses are saying the same thing, that you have done that, you have, so the one that I was thinking, that's clearly mentioning that okay, it's all right. We'll tell you tomorrow. I'm trying to get it tomorrow. So ultimately, this is what the main point is. The Vedas are dealing basically with the chaturvargas: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. But the moksha is not the ultimate goal. Liberation is not the ultimate goal. There is something beyond liberation. And the example I gave many times, that for a prisoner, to get out of the prison may be the ultimate goal, but when he comes out of the prison, then what? For a prisoner to come out of the prison may be the ultimate goal, or is the ultimate goal. When can I get out of the prison? But when he comes out of the prison, then what? Then he meets his family. Then he begins to wonder, now what am I going to do? I have to make some money, otherwise I won't be able to survive. So he looks for a job or starts a business. And then he makes money. Then he builds a house. Then he brings his family. And these are all the things that people generally do when they are out of the prison. But what will be the best situation to come up? To come out of the prison. What will be the best situation when one comes out of the prison? The best situation will be if the person can live with the king in the palace of the king. Won't that be the most wonderful thing? If he is living with the king in the palace, then he won't have to worry about where the money will come from, how he'll pay his house rent, how he'll pay his phone bill, how he'll pay his grocery bills, and so forth. Because when he is with the king takes care of everything. So now we are in the prison house of material nature. So in this prison condition, in his imprisoned condition, we may think that how can I get out of the material nature? But if we can not only go out of the material nature, but get an opportunity to live with the king, not only the king, live with the King of Kings, then how will it be? So that is the most exalted situation for living in. Not only to get out of the material, not only moksha, but beyond moksha is the prema. Prema Purush, prema Kumar Samahan. This Krishna prema is the Kumartha, the ultimate goal of life, which is the fifth stage. Therefore, it is called Pancham Purusha. The Chatur Varga four vargas, but beyond the four vargas is the fifth purushartha, pancham purushartha. So this pancham purushartha is the ultimate goal of life. And what is that purushartha? Krishna prema. And say, that is what has been pointed out in Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaturvarga is not the goal. These are four stages. Four steps of elevation. These are the four steps of the ladder to bring us to the platform of spiritual situation. And the spiritual situation is the state of developing our loving relationship with Krishna or Krishna Prem. So the same point is also being reiterated by Vidura through his questions to Maitreya Rishi. In the previous verse, what did he say? He said that your friend, Krishna Dvaipayan Das, has presented Mahabharata. And in Mahabharata he has given Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Katha. So that by using the propensity of the mundane people, using the natural propensities of the materialistically inclined people, he could give them the actual philosophy of the Vedanta. For that matter, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are not different. The same thing has been presented in these three ways. Vedanta Sutra is a very, very deep philosophical understanding. That's why it's not possible for ordinary people to understand it. Bhagavad Gita is a more simplified way of understanding the Vedanta Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the most profound understanding of that topic. So that is the point he is making, that Mahabharata is the way to give this real spiritual understanding to ordinary living entity. Those who may not be very intelligent or spiritually inclined. If you give it to them directly, then it will appear to be dry to them. Therefore, there is so many exciting anecdotes, so many exciting happenings of Mahabharata. Mahabharata, as I was mentioning, is very, very exciting. And Mahabharata is full of these rasayana, rasas, halos. Mainly, Veera rasa, Vibhatsa rasa, all the rasas are perfectly blended. But people generally like Veera rasa. Nowadays we see the movies and dramas are so full of violence. Because this violence gives us the taste of Veera rasa. And Vibhatsa rasa also. Vibhatsa. To see that body is lying, the head has been severed from the body, blood is pouring out. And they like it. People like it. One day people like it. Vibhatsa rasa, Vibhatsa, Veera, and sometimes Shingar, romance, pouring pathos. So all these are the mellows that actually create excitement and interest. Laughter also, jokes that causes us to laugh. So this is what is being causing the excitement. If the excitement is not there, the life would be very dull. What is the meaning of dull life? Dull life means no movement. No movement. No movement of the mind. No movement of consciousness. That's dull. And what is ecstasy? Ecstasy means movement. Ecstasy ecstatic. Static and ecstatic. Static means just staying at one place, not moving. But ecstasy is movement. And where is the highest movement? Braja. Braja. Braja means movement. Nahi, jatrapi, brajati, samaya. Kala, time doesn't move there. Kal doesn't move there, but everything else is moving there. Only time doesn't move. And here nothing moves, only time moves. That's the difference between material nature and spiritual nature. In the material nature, nothing moves, everything is inert, non-moving, sthavar and jangam. Sthavar means static. Sthavar. Here everything is sthavar, everything is static. Only time is moving and time is making everything move. Oh, you don't want to move. Okay, move towards death. Move towards old age. So that is everything is moving by the force of that. Where the time, there, the spiritual sky, the time doesn't move, but everything else moves. So that is how wonderful the spiritual world is. So, the spirit movement is the source of joy. The more greater the movement, greater the joy. And more static it is, the more miserable it is. Can a tree enjoy? It must be so fantastic for a tree, standing at one place. If it's hungry, it cannot go to some place where it can get some food. You have to stand there waiting. Oh, when the rain will come. It's so hot. Poor guy, can't even move out of the terrible blazing sun. But if it happens to us, what happens? If it gets hot outside, we immediately come inside. And not only we immediately come inside, we just switch on the air conditioner. Because this is how we are making adjustments, moving to keep us away from the suffering condition. Here the movement is to stay away from suffering condition. But there the movement is to move towards the joyful condition. And that is what Krishna consciousness is. The more we move towards Krishna, the more joyful our existence will be. And more we move towards Krishna, the more we will be able to appreciate these emotions. And Krishna Katha pushes us towards those emotions, experiencing those emotions. And that is what is caused by Svatang Prasanga, by the association of devotees. Or by the association of Machitta Madhava Prana devotees. Kathayantasya Mandikram. They always speak about me. Especially when they get an opportunity. Therefore, the association is so important. A devotee comes and asks questions. Like Vidura is asking, my Rishi, can you please tell me, what is the ultimate goal? How can my life achieve its perfection? Why am I living? What for? Why am I living? So please speak about Hari, speak about the Hari Katha. Please tell me about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he is pointing out how that Katha should be. No talk about Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. No, that is not important. Vasudeva had already done that in Mahabharata and that is not the goal. Karmakanda is not the goal of life. This Karmakanda, Mahabharata is apparently presenting Karmakanda. But through Karmakanda, it is actually coming to Jnanakanda and to Krishnakanda. Through Karmakanda, when you see, like the life is full of misery, even a king's life is so full of misery. Even the princes and princesses are so miserable. What to speak of us, ordinary living entities? Life is so full of suffering. Look at them, look at the Pandavas, look at the Kauravas, look at the entire dynasty. Apparently you think, oh, living in such beautiful palaces, so opulent, so powerful, so handsome, so beautiful, the girls are so beautiful, men are so powerful and handsome. They have all the wealth of this world. They have wisdom, they are surrounded by all kinds of noble people. But look at their life, still full of suffering. So if that is their condition, then what to speak of us? So an intelligent person will consider, now I know what's the state of materialistic existence. Let's not waste my time here. Let me try to get out of here. How to get out? How to get out? Bhagavad Gita is giving the first indication, how to get out. And then what will happen when we get out? How to get out? Bhagavad Gita is gradually giving the indication. Bhagavad Gita is bringing, giving us the knowledge. What is the difference between matter and spirit? What's the difference? First thing, first instruction of Bhagavad Gita is the difference between body and soul. Deha and Dehi. Deha, we know the nature of the Deha, so there is no need to speak about that. Krishna did not speak much about the Deha because Deha everybody knows. One doesn't have to become a doctor to become a Deha expert. Now it is the material nature, that's what somebody wants to become an expert of the Deha, he studies medical science or biology. But that is not important. That even ordinary people have the knowledge. Everybody knows what the Deha is. But we have to understand the Dehi. That is the important thing. So Bhagavad Gita is beginning with that understanding. Now who is the Dehi? What's the nature of the Dehi? And Krishna is giving very clear understanding. Na jayate mihati vatadachi. Nainam chinnanti shastra. Nainam dahati bhavak. So, Krishna is giving us the understanding of the spirit soul. What is the spirit soul? Na jayate mihati vatadachi. Is never born, never shall it die. So in this way, after giving us the understanding of this spirit soul, Krishna gives the understanding of how, what is this material nature? Why the spirit souls are encased in this material nature? And how a spirit soul must act to remain properly situated in the material nature? Then he explains about himself. Who is he? Krishna is not an ordinary jiva. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Although he is Arjuna's cousin. For Arjuna, there is enough reason to think that Krishna is an ordinary person. Oh, you are my uncle's, you are my aunt's son. You are my friend. We have known each other since our childhood. But breaking that barrier of intimacy, Krishna is, or Arjuna is recognizing who is Krishna. Krishna himself is declared. We have to believe in Krishna's words. That is the important thing. When you read Bhagavad Gita, we have to believe in Krishna's words. Krishna is saying, Ajopi sana vayatma bhutana visharupisana. Although I am unborn, I appear. How do I appear? Not like you and others, Arjuna. My appearance is different. Bhuni me vyati tani jammani tava charkina. Tani aham veda sarvani nastam vetha parantava. I know them all, about all the past lives that I have been through. But you don't remember any of them. But I know them completely. Tani aham veda sarvani. You may forget about, you have forgotten about your past life. But I remember all my lives. And although I am unborn, I appear like an ordinary person. How? Sambhavami Atma Maya. With my internal potency, with my Yoga Maya's arrangement. It's Yoga Maya's arrangement that makes one feel that, oh, Krishna is in the womb of Devaki. Oh, Krishna is taking birth. Oh, Krishna is going through all this. Krishna is. Krishna acts just like an ordinary human being. But that is all the arrangement of Yoga Maya. That's what we have to understand. And Krishna's activities we can see. They're so inconceivable. As a little child in the womb of in the lap of his mother, he kills such a terrible demon as Putana. Just by drinking her breast milk. He's a little boy, little child. The only way she came, Putana came and offered her breast to Krishna. But that breast was smeared with the poison, was carrying poison to kill Krishna. Krishna accepted her breast in order to, as if she was offering her milk to Krishna, but she offered poison. He's dead. Now we have to understand how terrible a witch Putana was. Putana was a terrible witch. Such powerful. She was very expert in killing children. But Krishna killed him. Srinavarta Sura. Can you imagine like it came as a tornado, as a terrible whirlwind. You know what a tornado is? In India, generally nowadays, tornado is not seen. You get tornado in America quite often. You know what happens when the tornado comes? The houses are just ripped and taken up just like toys, as if they are made of straw. It's so powerful. The cars are there, big buses. They're just taken up. Can you imagine how powerful that is? And Srinavarta, this demon with his mystic power, turned himself into a tornado. And he thought he would just take Krishna up and drop him from the height and kill him. He thought he was just a little baby. But what did Krishna do? Although it came as a tornado, with his potency is manifested as a tornado, but the personality was there. Srinivas, the person was there. This was just his mystic arrangement, the arrangement of mystic power. And what did Krishna do? Krishna just put his arm around his neck. And like a vice, he just choked Srinivasa. And Srinivasa was suffocating to death. So can any baby do that? So that's the thing that is important to understand. We should not take this Bhagavatam as stories. These are just some stories, not true. To be absorbed in Bhagavatam means we have to go deep into it and see that Krishna has done that and accepted his full faith. Yes, Krishna did that. And that's why Krishna is Krishna. Yes, no ordinary human child cannot do that. No ordinary human being cannot do that. But Krishna can do that. That's why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That is how we have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So especially in Bhagavad Gita, in this way Krishna establishes the factual aspect of the spiritual soul. And Prabhupada is time and time again pointing out There is no difference between Krishna Katha and Krishna Himself. There is no difference between when devotees speak about Krishna and Krishna Himself. There is no difference between Bhagavad Gita that was spoken by Krishna and Krishna Himself. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Himself. When we are reading Bhagavad Gita, we have to see that Krishna is speaking. That these words are not just some words. These verses are not just some words. These verses are words coming out from Krishna's own mouth. That is how we have to read Bhagavad Gita. And then only Mama Bija Sambhita, that those words will become surcharged with Krishna's potency, which will deliver us from this material bondage and elevate us to the spiritual plane. Mama Bija Sambhita. And also when we see that, when at least we can imagine like that, apparently illiterate Brahman in South India, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encountered. He was illiterate, he couldn't read. But when he would take the Bhagavad Gita, he couldn't read it, he was illiterate. So he was not deriving the essence of Bhagavad Gita through understanding the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. But he was displaying ecstasy. Mahaprabhu asked, why? What happened? Like, how do you experience this transcendental ecstasy when you are sitting there with Bhagavad Gita? And he said that when I open this book, I see that these are the words that the Lord is speaking to Arjuna. He could hear the words, he could understand the words, but he could see only one thing, that Krishna is there so mercifully instructing Arjuna. So that's why he was seeing, that's why he was experiencing this ecstasy. Krishna is, he was seeing Krishna, he was seeing Arjuna, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. He was not reading the Bhagavad Gita, he was hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. Although apparently he was illiterate, Krishna was speaking to him. Krishna was speaking to Arjuna for him. So that is how these transcendental literatures become manifest to a faithful devotee. They don't hear the words, they see Krishna speaking. Through these words they see Krishna. And that's why this work is, Krishna Katha is not different from Krishna Himself. So with that understanding, with that faith, we have to approach Bhagavad Gita. We have to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to approach Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have to approach all of Srila Prabhupada's books. So the point is that we have to become Shraddhadhana Pumsaka. We have to, Shraddhadhana means one who has Shraddha, one who is full of Shraddha, faith. Krishna is God, Krishna is real. Although we cannot see Him, He is seeing us. And in this way, we must derive the benefit of spiritual involvement, which is based on Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki. Does anybody have any questions, comments? Yes.
The words of Krishna and the words of devotees are also non-different because the devotee speaks the same thing as Krishna speaks.
As long as he repeats Krishna's words with full faith. The more, see, the degree of a devotion of a devotee is according to the degree of his faith. And according to that state, he will be able to transmit Krishna Katha. What has been said by Krishna and what has been spoken about Krishna, devotee simply repeats that. And that repetition is also with due realization. And that realization is synonymous to faith. The more we faith we have, more we realize this Krishna Katha.
So,
Manufacturer of a product and the agent. Like manufacturer of a product and his selling agent. What is the connection? The agent is not manufacturing, he is simply delivering. Right? Now, when you go to an agent and if the agent is bona fide, then he will be able to deliver the goods. Although he is able to deliver the goods, but he is not in the same platform as the manufacturer. His thing is, his qualification or his authenticity, authority, is his link with manufacturer. But if there is some false agent, if somebody is pretending to be, say, the agent of, Toshiba, but he is getting the product from China, right? The imitation Toshiba computers and sells. Is he a real agent? Why not? Because he is not delivering the real goods. A real agent is he who delivers only Toshiba goods, and he is assigned by Toshiba to be that representative. Right? So that is the bona fide of a representative. Well, and the representative will never think that he is on the same level as the manufacturer. And a bona fide representative will not say that I am manufacturing this product, it's my product. Rather he will feel proud, oh, I am the agent of Toshiba. So if you want Toshiba stuff, come to me, I'll give it to you. And what when he sells the product and gets the money, what does he do? He sends the money to Toshiba. Right? And Toshiba gives his commission. So similarly, a bona fide representative of Krishna, whatever he gets, he offers it to Krishna. He gives Krishna, and whatever he gets, he offers it to Krishna, and Krishna takes care of him. Whatever he needs, Krishna provides. Okay, so to come to the point, you know, say for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Supreme Personality of God. He came as a devotee. And there is a Mahamantra consisting of Mahaprabhu's name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vashari Govinda. Panchatattak Makam Krishna. Krishna came in this way as Panchatattva, and the Panchatattva's name is also Mahamantra. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chant the holy name of Krishna. He is not saying chant the holy, my holy name. Even Prabhupada is not saying chant Panchatattva Mahamantra. Prabhupada is also saying chant Hare Krishna. Rather, when somebody asks Prabhupada, why don't we chant Hare Krishna Panchatattva Mahamantra when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't take any offense? Hare Krishna Mahamantra takes offense, but Panchatattva Mahamantra doesn't take offense. Why don't we chant that? Prabhupada said that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told us to chant Hare Krishna. So we have to follow the process, the way it is. Chant the holy name of the Lord. When it comes to chanting, chant the holy name of the Lord. When it comes to devotees, surrender unto Him as Sarvajan. Do what He is asking you to do. Don't concoct what you want to do. So that is the meaning of service. You chant the holy name, but to devotees, you serve unto their families. And about Panchatattva Mahamantra Prabhupada said, after chant, if you want to chant that, then first you chant 16 rounds and then you chant first. First chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Not instead of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Is that the answer?
Sometimes when we chant like
Jai Prabhupada,
just a few times, but it also has the same potency as chanting, like in the temple sometimes.
What did I tell you? Glorification of Prabhupada is fine, but glorification of Prabhupada will be through promoting His greatness. Otherwise, what will happen, people will say, okay, I'm not going to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I'll simply chant Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. But that's much easier. Just follow the scriptures. Whatever has been said in the scripture. If the scripture says that chanting the name of the devotee of the Lord is as good as chanting the holy name of the Lord, that would have been, but never it has been mentioned. Therefore none of our acharyas promoted that. Therefore, be careful not to introduce something that is not wonderful. Always stick to the scriptures.
Krishna
plan is known as quantum prasanta. I'll just make one point. That sometimes devotees did that, chanted, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada himself said, that not just Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, go and do something. Go and do something. So if you want to serve your spiritual master, serve him by doing something for him. So that was Prabhupada's instruction. If you want to serve a devotee, go and do something for him. Right. No, but then again the question can come, now what about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? It is the words, but that's absolute. That is even louder than action. Yes. Purushartha means the purpose of our existence. The ultimate objective, ultimate goal, ultimate purpose of our existence. The goal of life. Yes,
question from Nalanda to me.
Names of pure devotees
destroy offensive identity holy names.
Well, the scriptural injunction is that the offending a pure devotee is offense against the holy name. Right? Offenses against the pure devotee is often causes the greatest offense to the holy name. And taking shelter of a pure devotee, you can get the guidance from him by which you can be freed from your offenses. But just by chanting the name of a devotee, you may not get freed from. As again we go back to the same point, that it is not the chanting, when it comes to a devotee, then rendering service, action, act, do something, right? To glorify the devotee. Not just sit down and take the easy way of chanting. Like as I just mentioned, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. That's not going to please Srila Prabhupada. Rather, Prabhupada said, go out and preach Krishna consciousness, and spread Krishna consciousness, establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. The Jai Jai is not going to help. When it comes to chanting, chant the holy name. And when it comes to serving, go out and do something. do something wonderful. And that will please the devotee. On the other hand, devotee rather feels uneasy when people are glorifying him. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when somebody glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he feels extremely embarrassed. No, Chaitanya, glory of Krishna. Prabhupada also, when somebody glorified Prabhupada immediately offered it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna and his Guru Maharaj. No, I didn't do anything. Everything has been done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are simply giving me the credit. So a devotee feels embarrassed when somebody is glorifying him. But devotee feels ecstatic when they see that somebody is doing something to spread Krishna consciousness. Any other question from there? Ramananda, are you happy about this answer? Hare Krishna. But one thing, Ramananda, don't miss Mangala Arati. Because this is the Mangala Arati time. Thank you.
Yes.
Tarpan is not just chanting, tarpan is action. Offering myself, taking shelter of that personality and the entire service. Yes, rose room is anger. Anger is another rose. Yes.
Does our emotions lead to attachment?
Yes, or rather from attachment comes the emotion. With Krishna, not with mundane relatives and friends. There is some joy there, but that joy is temporary. Right? Like when the father meets or mother meets the son after a long time, she experiences some joy, but that joy doesn't last forever. But when that attachment is to Krishna, then that joy will last forever. So that's why all the emotions should be centered around Krishna. And that's why Krishna is Rasaraj. Rasas are the emotion and Krishna is the king of all rasas. Yeah, there are seven Gona rasas, secondary rasas. They are Hasya, means laughter, Adbhut, surprise, Veera is chivalry, Rodra, anger, Vivatsa, ghastly, Bhayanak, frightening, and Karun is pathos. So these are the seven secondary.